You're listening to the Escape the Hustle podcast, where we share tips and strategies that help you break free from the hustle culture so you can reclaim your happiness and create a life of purpose, freedom, and fulfillment. Here's your host, two-time best-selling author, entrepreneur, and transformation coach, Miyoko Taylor.
Welcome, welcome, everybody, to the Escape the Hustle podcast. Once again, I'm your host, Miyoko Taylor, and I am excited to actually go over this particular topic with you because I feel like it's something that a lot of people do not talk about, and if they do talk about it, they don't talk about it enough. And one of the reasons why I created this podcast show is the hustle and grind culture has provided us with a lot of good things, but at the same time, it's neglected things that are very, very important. Now, when it comes to external results, money, cars, expensive things, things like that, status, you know, hustle and grinding, I'm not going to say that can't get you to those particular areas, but here's the thing. Focusing on those particular areas causes us to neglect other important factors in our life, whether it be our families, our marriages, our relationships, how we take care of ourselves, be it our self-care, the desires and the goals that we truly want in our lives and that are truly important to us. So today's topic is talking about approval seeking. So the question I want you to ask yourself as you're listening to this podcast, this particular episode, is have you achieved a particular goal? Have you reached a certain level of success? But the reason why you reached that goal or level of success is because you were seeking the approval of someone or something else. Let me ask that question one more time. All the goals that you've ever accomplished in your life, the success that you have now, because some of you listening to this, I'm sure, are super successful. Some of you may be actors, entertainers, coaches, professionals, whatever you are. You achieved a certain level of success. But I want to ask you, has that level of success come because you are seeking the approval of someone or something else? And I want you to think about it as we go into this episode and we dive a little bit deeper. Because the fact remains is that seeking approval from others is a common motivator for success for a lot of people. It really is. You know, I used to be in that same situation. Accomplishing things. I wanted to be in Success Magazine, you know, because it would make me look better as a coach and accomplish these particular things in my career. And once I did those particular things, I found out that I wasn't as fulfilled as I thought I would be. It didn't change my life in any crazy dynamic. It didn't fill me up. It didn't make me fulfilled in any way whatsoever. It was just another accomplishment that I sought to achieve. And I did that. And I had to ask myself, what was the reason for doing that? Because I was told that, you know what? As a coach, being in Success Magazine, Business Insider, all these different things were going to make me feel better. It's going to make me happy because that was accomplishing something in the coaching world or the business industry. Make a long story short, I didn't feel any of that. You know, I was going through some things in my life at the time, and that did not change my mood, my dynamic, or how I was feeling whatsoever. So the question is why do we seek so much approval from others when it comes to being successful or what determines our self-worth? And here's the drawbacks, because most of this stuff is external, right? You see somebody with the Bentley or the expensive car, so now you go out and you work hard, you make some money, and you go out and get the same type of car. You go sit in the car and you drive it around. Oh, I made it. I'm somebody. I'm worth something now. So you're looking for that car to give you a sense of validation, but it's only external. So what happens is you get the car, you get the material things, but you're still not happy. There's things and elements in your life that still have not changed. Yet you have the car, you have the clothes, you have the money. It could be the women, it could be the men, whatever it is. You still feel that particular void and you feel like something is missing. You feel totally unfulfilled and you realize maybe this isn't exactly what I want. And you start asking yourself, what do I really want? And then you start thinking about all the time that you sacrificed and the things that you did to get to this particular level, to get all of these things, and you realize this is not even the direction that I want to go, because this doesn't fulfill me as an individual, as a human being. Now, this is where that lack of fulfillment and this realization, because now you have a heightened level of self-awareness, this is where that lack of fulfillment and that realization can really start to impact your mental health. And this is the connection, guys. And I want you to, guys and girls, and I want you to understand this. If what you're doing is not connected to your core values and what's important to you, there will always be a lack of fulfillment there. This is why many people are externally successful, look like they're just crushing it and killing it on the outside, but externally in their world, it's chaos, it's frustration, it's anxiety, it's depression. It's all these things that we can't see on the outside that's going on in the inside, because there's a disconnect there. There's a disconnect from their goals, their dreams, from what they really want, from what's important to them, because they are constantly achieving things based on what other people think, what other people say, and on other people's approval. I want you to understand how important it is to not base your life on the approval of others, not base your goals on the approval of others, and not to base your happiness on the approval of others. Okay? So here's some of the ways this can take a toll on your mental health. You start lacking confidence now, because now you feel like that imposter syndrome starts to kick in. Yeah, you've got all these expensive things. You seem like you're great in the public eye. Everybody thinks you're super awesome. But because you're not fulfilling yourself or meeting your needs, you're not keeping up with taking care of yourself naturally, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, and the particular things that you have are not really in alignment with what you really want, what happens is you start to feel like an imposter. You start to feel like somebody's going to figure you out, like you're this big fraud, because you have all these things, but deep down inside, it's not really aligned with who you truly are. And that just continues to weigh on your mental health over and over and over. And the more you try to seek approval from someone else or something else, the more anxiety you start to develop, because now you have to work harder and harder and harder, you know, to seek approval from other things or other people. And let me tell you something. You will never completely satisfy the media. You will never completely satisfy an audience. And you can never completely satisfy an individual. Emotions change, things change, people change. The only thing that you can stay true to is yourself, your core values, your beliefs, and what you really want out of life. And you lose sight of that when you're constantly focused on people pleasing, pleasing others, and taking actions based on what you want people to say to you, what you want people to think, or how you want them to act towards you. And what I find also as well, sometimes you're looking for love. You're looking for acceptance. You know, you want those words, I love you, or you want to feel needed and respected and validated. And all those things are very natural emotions, right? Very natural wants. But when you start to shift that and take that away from really getting to know yourself, getting to really live in your purpose, or understanding what your purpose is, or really just discovering what you really want and need, and you continue to shift this on everyone else, all those goals, all those things you've accomplished, whether it's the degrees, whether it's, you know, the touchdowns, the 30 points, you know, creating that business, being in the magazines just like myself, none of that stuff is going to matter if it's not aligned and connected with who you are authentically. So now's the time to really sit back and ask yourself that question. Everything I've achieved, even the things that you're trying to achieve now, are they based on the approval of something or someone else other than myself? You really have to ask yourself that question. Because society is going to be the way that it is. And society's expectations and pressures are going to lead to a lack of fulfillment if you follow them. If you conform to what society feels as being successful, or what society feels as what you should be doing that makes you somebody, that makes you worth something, you're always going to have that lack of fulfillment. And then you'll never, and I want you to understand something as you're listening to this. And listen to this. You might want to turn the volume up. You will never live up to the expectations of what society has placed in front of you. I'll say that one more time. You will never live up to the expectations that society has placed in front of you. Why? Because society is driven by external things. External things change like the weather. So you can't base the essence of who you are, what you want, what you need, and what your goals are, what your purpose is, on what society puts out there. And too often, too many times, this is how we're basing our life. We're letting what society's expectation of happiness and success is, we're allowing that to control what we do, what we say, what we think, and how we act. And it has to stop. You will never boost your mental health. You will never be operating at a high frequency or a high level of success. Not just success in an external state, but an internal state. You will never get there if you are basing your basic behaviors and your daily actions on what society expects, because society is flawed. Look at social media. Look at everything on social media. Look at the expectations of social media and what they present to you every single day when you look at your feed. You cannot live up to that expectation because you're not designed to. You are an amazing human being. You're unique in and of itself. You should be focused on the things that you really, really want. And if you don't know what that is, now it's time to really ask yourself those questions. Because some of you listening to this have spent the majority of your life accomplishing things based on the approval of everyone and everything else. You don't even know who you are. And you're an amazing, phenomenal human being that has gifts, talents, and abilities that may be sitting dormant because you're still in the rat race. You're still trying to go after these external things. You're still in the hustle and grind mode because you believe once you achieve these external things, because everybody else says this is what you should have if you're quote unquote successful, you feel like that's going to add some fulfillment to your life, but it never does. This is why you see suicide rates high. This is why you see very successful people in our eyes. You see them committing suicide. You see them in and out of rehab, looking for escapes in different things because they have designed their life based on the approval of everyone and everything else. And they've lost touch of what truly, truly matters to them. So you can't fall into what society expects of you. That type of pressure is always going to be there. And in fact, it's only pressure if you believe that it is. Because if you're operating in what you're supposed to be doing, your purpose, and what you're designed to do, and you believe that deep down and in your heart, and you step away from what society thinks and what you want to pursue for yourself, for your family, and to add a contribution to this planet, it's no longer becoming pressure to you. It's stepping out of that hustle mindset. It's stepping out of this external validation, seeking the approval from everyone or everything else but yourself. It's stepping away from that. Okay? So how do you really find fulfillment? One of the best ways to do that is have a sit down with yourself. A lot of people talk about business planning and making mission statements. Now it's time for you to make a life plan. What are some of your personal goals? I'm not talking about the goals for your family. If you're a family man, a parent, a mother, father, I understand that there are goals in that particular thing and goals you have for your family. What are your personal goals? What are some of the things that you truly believe in and you truly value that you've neglected? Is it a skill? Is it a talent? Is it a hobby? Is it an activity? Is it something that you love to do that you haven't done in so long that adds to your life, that adds to your fulfillment? I need you to sit down and think about those particular things. Don't think about what anybody else is going to say. Don't think about what anybody else is going to do or how they're going to act. This is 100% about you. And I want you to write down your values. What is it that is really important to me? You know, go beyond honesty and integrity and all those things. What is truly important to you? What defines who you are, where you are now, and where you want to go? It's time to really start to really analyze these things, because most of you guys listening to this, most of you ladies and gents that are listening to this, you don't even ask yourself, what is it I really want? Because you're so busy taking care of everyone else, everything else, seeking the approval from others, you're just not pouring into yourself. You're pouring into everyone else, everything else, but you're not pouring into yourself. And what happens? You start pouring into all these things and you leave nothing for yourself. This leads to the anxiety, the depression, and all the way into burnout. But we're not going to cover burnout on this episode. We'll get into burnout in another episode because that's a very interesting topic. But it leads to all these things. What have you done for yourself lately? Where do you want your future to go? Where do you see it going? What do you want? What's your ideal dream life? What are you disconnected from that you need to reconnect to? Have you stopped dreaming? What is controlling your life? I want you guys to ask you, I really want you to ask yourself these questions. Because the benefits of pursuing success based on these personal goals and values that we're talking about will no doubt lead you to a more fulfilling and satisfying life. So it's time for you to self-reflect. It's time for you to think back and realize and see what you've lost touch with. Don't go for external validation. And let me make this clear. The nice cars, the big house, and all those things, it's all fine and well. But those things should be a byproduct of what you're authentically putting out into the world. If it's a gift or a skill set, you have a business, and you're living right in your purpose, and you get those things, fine, it's great. Because now you can truly enjoy them with authenticity. You know, not feeling like you don't deserve them. Not feeling like you have to get another one because someone else got a better car than you or a bigger house than yours. You don't have to compete with anybody or anything. All you have to do is become the best version of yourself, of you, every single day. So in closing, what I want you to do is focus on your personal goals and values instead of seeking external validation and the approval of others. Because success and fulfillment are not the same. You can be successful in a business. You can be successful in a personal relationship. And you can be unfulfilled at the same time. So remember that success and fulfillment is not the same. And in order for you to have both, because both need to coexist in your life, you need to start focusing on your personal goals and values. So I encourage you today, stop seeking the approval of others and stop thinking that your self-worth is tied to any external thing, accomplishment, award, accolade, whatever you can get, and start looking within yourself. Thank you for listening, guys. As always, you can follow me on my social media. Thank you for supporting me. I'm excited about this podcast, and look out for the next episode because we're going to really dive into burnout, what that is, what it's all about, the symptoms, all that good stuff. Thanks again. I'll talk to you soon. Let's escape the hustle together because we're on a journey together. All right, guys. All right. Once again, this is Miyoko Taylor. always encouraging you to lead better, live better, and most of all, love better. Take it easy, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Escape the Hustle podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support, please share with a friend, subscribe, and leave a rating and review to stay up to date with Miyoko Taylor and Escape the Hustle and get all the behind-the-scenes content. You can visit the website at www.miyokotaylor.com or follow him on all social media platforms at Miyoko Taylor. Remember, you have what it takes right now to take charge of your life and create your version of success and no one else's. Till next time.